Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right. He wrote the New York Times bestseller, Out of the Blue on the Giants. He's connected. He knows them. Fox Sports NFL reporter Peter Schrager now joining us live. All right, let's talk about this. You have the Giants moving up to number 4. J.J. McCarthy, that seems like feels so overdrafted. What do you do with Daniel Jones? They need pieces. They need receivers. I don't like teams like a New England Carolina Giants that need 7 players to give up draft capital, but that signals something. Why would they do that?
Yeah, look, my mock draft's a little different than others. It's not what I would do. It's what I'm hearing around the league, and I know that the Giants have done all the work and all the research on all of these quarterbacks, extensive on the top guys. If they weren't in the market for a quarterback, they wouldn't be wasting their time traveling all across the country to meet and take them out to dinner. The night before Easter, the Giants flew out to Ann Arbor, and they took out J.J. McCarthy at Ruth Chris there. They had a great meeting. He has since met with them again. In this case, Daniel Jones was not drafted by Joe Shane, was not drafted by Brian Daboll. He was given $80 million by those guys, but that contract is also written in such a way where they can get out of it after 2 years. I was aggressive on this one. I've got the Giants trading up 2 spots from 6 to 4 to get J.J. McCarthy. And one of the reasons is you've got Minnesota, Denver, Vegas, 3 teams that are 11, 12, 13. If the Giants are the suitors, the Cardinals can jump back 2 spots and still get one of those top wide receivers, whether it be Harrison, Adunze, or Malik Nabers out of LSU. If you go all the way back to 11, no matter what Minnesota offers you, you're not getting one of those guys. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Arizona stays put at 4 and just selects Marvin Harrison Jr. and says, we're good. This is our Larry Fitzgerald for the next 15 years. But their GM is quite let's just say, Monty Austinford is never scared to make a trade, and he grew up in the New England situation there where they always like to trade back and see if they can collect picks. If they can collect picks and still get one of the top wide receivers, J.J. McCarthy could be a Giant.
So everybody's got the Vikings going, moving up. Your mock draft is different. Again, you say it's based on what you're hearing. I think I've called the Vikings a furnished apartment for a quarterback. They got everything. You don't even have to play for a year. So tell us what you hear about the Vikings, because this is fascinating.
This might be one of the best situations ever for a rookie quarterback to go into.
Yeah.
You think about Addison and Jefferson at receiver, really good offensive line, and Kevin O'Connell, who is a quarterback guru and a play caller. The issue for me is even if you give up the 11, the 23 future first round picks, and I think the Vikings have more picks than anybody in like the entire draft, even if you give all that up, if you're moving up to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, those guys are going to want your first round pick. And back at 11, you might miss out on some key players. So you might miss out on Neighbors or a Dunze or Joe Alt. But if you move back just a couple spots, whether it be with the Giants or be with, whoever else wants to trade up and offer stuff, you could still get one of those guys. So I think Minnesota has made the market aware that they are in the business of potentially moving up to get one of these guys. And whether that's with the 4 pick Arizona, the 5 pick, the Chargers, or the 7 pick with the Titans, that would probably be for McCarthy or May. But you better not have someone in front of you offer something similar, because those teams might want to deal with those teams as well. It's almost like they're very vulnerable where they're at right now, because they've made it clear that quarterback is of interest to them. And at 23, you're not getting any of those top 4 guys. And unless you package 11, 23 and another first rounder, and maybe even another first rounder, those teams up at the top 4 and 5, they might not even want to make a deal with you.
Yeah, you have Bo Nix at 23, which is, I think, when I hear second round on Bo Nix, I think, and so much of this is crucial, Shregs, if you take out Andrew Luck, maybe a Caleb Williams, maybe a John Elway, largely where you land matters, will determine a lot of your success. I mean, C.J. Stroud got the right coach, right coordinator. He's got a great Pro Bowl left tackle, the right workable division. And I love C.J. Stroud, but a lot of things fell into place. My takeaway is Bo Nix sitting for a year with 61 college starts to Minnesota, left tackle, back receivers. Like, I don't know. Kevin O'Connell, to me, when I talk to guys in the league, they're like, this guy's McVay. But it's called Tall McVay. So I don't know. I think Bo Nix. Okay, so I want to go to this.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, just real quick. He's awesome. And he's a quarterback, an NFL quarterback. So there is no better place to go than a guy who's going to know all the stuff inside and out. And, I think you let Kirk Cousins walk out of that building, and as much as you and I love Darnold, you better get one of these guys. And if you don't, I think you better feel comfortable with Nix or Penix at 23.
Okay, Jaden Daniels. I'm told, it was a week ago, Commanders heavy lean to Jaden Daniels. What say you? What are you hearing?
I think that's wise. Now, this is cool. Last night, they had Michael Penix, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, all together and at Top Golf in D.C. They all played together, and all the Washington brass was with them. But all the quarterbacks outside of Caleb, the next 4 guys, they were all there interacting. Everything that I hear, it seems like to Washington goes Jaden Daniels. And what's cool about Washington is it's not just your typical head coach, GM, offensive coordinator making this pick. Like Bob Myers, who's the old GM of the Warriors, who I see on ESPN talking basketball, has had a lot of say, not only in how they do their draft, but just, coaching hiring and GM hiring. And then one of the cool hires is like Dave Gardy, who's a name who's not a household name anywhere outside of the league office. But Dave Gardy's been with the league for multiple decades and is one of the most trusted guys of the league office, basically runs their entire salary cap and waiver wire system and is a mentor to everybody at the league. Dave Gardy was hired by the Washington Commanders this week and has a role with them. Different voices who have different backgrounds are going to be involved in this decision, whether you like that or not. I think it's going to be a collective decision. I think Jaden Daniels, as we're 8 days out, I think he is the pick.
So I theorized earlier, Belichick was getting beat up today on a story that was released that he was not even in the top 3 in Atlanta. And then 2 hours later, a story is released that Bill's interested in the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants. And my take was somebody on Bill's side leaked it to diffuse getting beat up all day on shows and get, the narrative was like Bill's not even a candidate. And now all of a sudden I see Bill still wants to be a candidate. Sometimes a year away, the NFL sort of is very forgiving. It's amazing what happens after a couple of years. Do you think he'll ever get a head coaching offer again?
I think he's going to get interviews. And I think when you hear that, Dallas obviously has a long relationship with him, with Stephen and Jerry Jones. And then when you hear Philadelphia in the article that I think Seth and Dan Van Natta or Don Van Natta wrote, I think they, they detailed that there was a conversation with Howie Roseman. It wasn't for the job, but it was just checking in. Even that enough in the Philly market is enough to like have this hovering above the team this season. The three teams that were mentioned were Giants, Eagles, and of course, man. Dallas. All three of those teams are really interesting with coaches in big years coming up. So I think he'll get interviews, but I thought the article was very well written. And as much of a bizarre situation it is that Belichick's not coaching, I think the stuff with the documentary and with the way their offseason spending went, and now this, like Robert Kraft's had an interesting offseason too, and the way that the Patriots fans are looking at him.
Finally, we talked about, Kevin O'Connell staying put and getting Bo Nix later. I am fascinated, partly because he's a friend and worked here with Sean Payton in Denver. So you got Herbert's now got Harbaugh. That's going to work. Andy Reid and Mahomes, watch out. And then you got, you got the Raiders and you got the Broncos, very close draft picks in division. What is your best hunch? What do you hear on Sean Payton and what he's going to do? Because I will say this, he knows this. The first thing he did in Denver, that O-line was significantly better last year. PFF had it like seventh. So he solved that. Now he's just going to solve the piece at quarterback. I don't see Sean as a patient guy that's going to wait until next year. What say you on that? What are you hearing?
I don't think they have the draft ammo to move up, though, from 12 to the top four. So as much as Sean might like those top four guys, he's got to really look at Penix. He's got to really look at Nix. I think he's really got to look at Rattler, Spencer Rattler, who is probably a day two guy out of South Carolina, but he's that next group. And then I would look at what veterans they could still potentially acquire. You know, is Ryan Tannehill a guy that you bring in there? Is Zach Wilson a guy that you trade for? There has to be other options. I think it's going to be really hard for Sean to move up from 12 to 4. And it's not just Sean. It's George Payton as well, the GM. But they're obviously interested. Sean Payton in the quarterback position is he knows you got to have the right guy at the switch. And he had Breeze for so many years. But he takes a lot of pride. Hey, he says, we won with Teddy Bridgewater. We won with Jameis Winston. We won with Taysom Hill. I think Sean is pretty confident that no matter who's at quarterback, he could still compete with whoever they get at that position.
Shrags, full of information. Now, you do 7-round draft, right? You do the whole thing, right?
I did. I used to do it. Then I got tired and lazy. And now I just kind of say I used to do it. But I'm thinking I might want to do it again. I've got some time on my hands in the morning. So maybe I'll start cranking that out this week.
Look at that. Look at that work ethic, J-Mac. That commitment.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you have some time in the mornings. I wouldn't clog that up. I'd keep that open if I was you. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Just keep that open. Don't. Right. No reason. I'll tell you what. I love the area you live in. I'd stay out there too. That's just my opinion. Anyway, good to see you.
Colin, you're the best.
See you, buddy. All right. Peter Schrager lives in a beautiful neighborhood in New York. No way I'm leaving that neighborhood. Beautiful.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Are you trying to start some news here?
What are you talking about?
I didn't think you liked New York. I love New York.
Who says I didn't like New York?
Okay. I thought you're a Chicago guy.
Why? Chicago is cleaner and doesn't smell like cannabis.
What's wrong with cannabis? Where you got to get a little cannabis?
I got to be clear-eyed to deliver the news. Get me a journalist out there high as a kite, wake and bake.
Eagle-eyed listeners and watchers, we'll take something away from that little exchange.
Come on.
By the way, what's the weather in Chicago today? Is it above freezing
or
no?
My wife took a picture.
Don't send me another one of
gorgeous.
Those. Yeah, just stop doing
gorgeous.
It.
Gorgeous.
Let's go to the NBA. Bummer. Zion Williamson is out for the play-in game, season on the line against the Kings on Friday. It's a hamstring, according to Woj. Just disappointed. He'll be evaluated in the coming weeks. So even if the Pels get by the Kings, doesn't sound like Zion will be playing anytime soon. I don't know, man. This is just, it's disheartening. I don't know what you say at this point. He's always hurt. He had got in great shape. He lost a lot of weight. Remember skinny Zion? I was talking about it months ago.
Yeah.
He dropped a 40 burger on the Lakers' head and then left the game and they blew it without him.
Well, I think not all players. I mean, Anthony Davis had years and years of disappointment, and then the last year and a half has been great. So you can't give up on Zion. He's too talented. No. He's too productive.
But something's going to come to a head with Brandon Ingram here, right? They got to decide, poop or get off the pot. Are you going to extend him, or are you just going to say, you know, he's not in our future plans?
I like Brandon Ingram. I'm just okay. I would keep Zion. I think Zion is more physically daunting. I think he sells more tickets, even though he misses games. I think Zion is such a unique physical player. I would keep him around. Brandon Ingram's fine.
You want to guess the line? Kings at the Zionless Pelicans.
Well, I 7 points. Sacramento by 7.
On the road?
4. 3.5.
I see 1.
Oh, I would take Sacramento. Without Zion?
So apparently, I gotta do some more research here. This is a bit of a surprise to me that
you
it's
would
only
keep Zion
one.
Over Brandon.
I'm with you. I thought it would be more than one. I would keep Zion.
Yeah. There's never been a time where I've watched Brandon Ingram and thought, he's unstoppable. I've thought he's hot, he's on a heater. But Zion last night, Lakers had no answers.
If you could make him your 3 or 4.
I think he would be a great 3 and a potential 2. Potential. If the one, like, let's say your 1's like a Luka or Giannis, he's a 2. That's a real good 2.
But your 1 is Zion and your 2 is Ingram.
I think he's a better 2 because of his inability. It's like Anthony Davis is the world's best 2 because of his offensively, yeah. He's hit and miss, and he can get banged up. But Anthony Davis as a 2 is the best 2 in the NBA.
Yeah. All right. Here's a story you teased earlier, also in the NBA. Raptors center Jontay Porter has received a lifetime ban from the NBA for violating the league's gambling rules. Porter, who is the brother of Nuggets star Michael Porter Jr., allegedly bet on games, passed information to a gambler, and claimed illness to influence wagers. It's an ugly story. This came out right around the same time the Ohtani stuff popped, and everybody focused on Ohtani. There was no gambling stuff with Ohtani. It was his interpreter. This is a real big story.
Yeah, this guy's do dumb things, win dumb prizes. Is it just a really bad move? This is not, you know, people, oh my God, sports gambling. Everybody knows the rules. You don't change it because Tim Donaghy couldn't grow up and control himself. This is an individual player that just made really bad decisions. Nobody in the league thought this was right. And by the way, Rick Neuheisel went into a betting pool when he was a college football coach. He got in trouble for that. There's just certain things that are common sense that you don't do. So this is not an indictment of the league. It's not an indictment of gambling. It's an indictment of a guy with really bad judgment.
He made some bad decisions. Now, listen, he was a big-time basketball prospect in high school. Had, like, back-to-back ACLs. Watches his brother come out of injuries. His brother's making, like, $35 million a year next year.
Well, his brother's a very good player.
Yeah. Porter was supposed to be a very good player. It didn't really pan out, so he went kind of sideways with some of these decisions. He essentially gave a known NBA bettor information, who then the bettor put an $80,000 parlay on Porter and ended up winning $1.1 million. They flagged it, and they were like, what's going on here? Then they did the homework, and Porter made some bad decisions. Listen, we've seen NFL players, Calvin Ridley, among others. I don't know if the teams and leagues can do a better job of just telling everybody, don't gamble. Listen, you cannot do it.
Because
they're going to catch you.
If somebody gets a DUI, don't blame the beer. Blame the person. Don't blame the bagel because you're struggling to lose weight. Or the tequila because you got a DUI. Or the gambling company or the league because you can't control yourself. We can't ban everything because you're not a grown-up.
I know, but let's just remember, these are 22, 23-year-old kids. We did stupid things.
22-year-old.
I know, but...
I wouldn't do this at 22. Let's, again...
You wouldn't gamble at 22? You lived in Vegas,
If I played in the NBA, I wouldn't gamble on the NBA. I'd be smarter than that. I was in Vegas when I was young.
I would agree. They just need to be explicit. They're going to catch you. Okay, they have all the information. They're going to eventually get you. Don't
risk it. By the way, I do this for a living. I have never once asked any of my sources ever, hey, is this guy playing? That would be, to me, inappropriate. I've asked about a draft prospect. I've asked about a theory on why you do this or that. But because I have a deal with DraftKings, I never ask anybody, hey, is this guy playing? I never do that. That's just inappropriate. I don't know if it's illegal, it's inappropriate. So you got to be smarter than that, right? You can't be doing things like that. I mean, you're an NBA player. You know, that's just a not smart.
He's done. I don't know if he can still go play internationally or...
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
I'm sure he's going to have options.
There's a lot of money globally for basketball. You can make a lot of money in a lot of places. You go to Italy, you go to anywhere.
Final story, Marvin Harrison Jr. has been seen by many as the top receiver in the draft. We've heard some stuff about Neighbors maybe overtaking him. Some have ranked Neighbors Adunze ahead of him, which to me is crazy. CJ Stroud has chimed in. He does not understand some of this stuff.
Put on the tape. he's done it from really his freshman year, his true freshman year, to now. When you talk about, I think I read something like he's NFL ready, but other guys have more potential. That makes no sense. Like, what? Like, if you're NFL ready, how is that not potential? You know, like, you want longevity. You want somebody who's been doing it, you know, and for him, that's what he sleeps, eats, and he breathes, man. Who's up there, man, be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard.
Yeah, he's a great player. I don't think there's...
So, we talked about Neighbors, right, who was catching passes from Jaden Daniels, who's going to go top five. Adunze catching from Penix, who's a first-round pick. By the way, who was Marvin Harrison catching passes from this past season? Remember?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, you know where he transferred to. Syracuse.
Yeah.
Okay? He's out at Ohio State. Like, Marvin Harrison had by far the weakest quarterback. Go back 2 years, and he's catching passes from Stroud. Unstoppable all season, and then in the playoff game, remember, where he was dominating the game before he got knocked out with a concussion.
I think...
You can't overthink it.
I should do a mock draft tomorrow. Because there's a lot of different ways to do a mock draft. There is what you're hearing. There is what you would do. And then there's just prediction
what
mock
do you think,
draft. Which one should we do tomorrow?
I think what you would do. I'm most interested in what Colin Cowherd would do. Would you really take Jaden Daniels over Drake May at two? At four?
I'm going to do okay, tomorrow.
And you should do no trades, right? Just straight up.
Okay, just straight up. Top 12 picks. What would I do?
And if you pick Neighbors over Harrison, you're probably going to have words. I think that's insane.
I'll tell you right now, I'd pick Caleb number one and Harrison okay. the first
And
receiver.
You can like Neighbors and Odunze, but it's Marvin Harrison. The track record is there. Let's not freak
There's
out.
There's three receivers I've seen in my life in college football. Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss, and Harrison. And I'm like, oh, they'll be a star. Jamar Chase is just below that. But that I saw and I thought, yeah, there's zero chance they're going to fail. Like, zero chance. I mean, they may not be 12-time Pro Bowlers, but Marvin Harrison is going to succeed as a rookie in the NFL if he goes anywhere but New England, because I don't think they have a functional offense. Even in New England, he'd be their best player by far on offense.
And then would you, if you were New England, consider, I don't love the third quarterback off the board. I want to take Harrison. Well, I don't even know who their quarterback is projected
to be. I think they're
going to
get Drake May. That's what I think he's going to play behind Jacoby Brissett for a year or till Thanksgiving. And then I would load up, because they loaded up last year on kickers and interior linemen. I would go get wide receiver talent.
Colin, they're going to be drafting back in the top five next year. Okay, I don't see why you take the third best quarterback.
The advantage to drafting third is not only the first round. So I would get my quarterback if I'm New England. Get your quarterback third. And then the preceding rounds, just trade down five or six. You don't have to trade down a lot. But if you, like in the second round, if I drop six spots, I could get a third round pick. So I have two threes. In the third round, I could get it, and I could get a fourth or a fifth. So get your quarterback if you can get him. There may not be a Drake May. If you, let's say you win five games and you end up with a third pick, next year's quarterback class, the quarterbacks, you don't want to move all that. You don't want to move up. So if Drake May falls to you, the best argument is probably take him and then move down. Like in the second round, at the very top of the second round, I don't think there's a receiver. There's a couple defensive tackles. It's heavy defense in the top of the second round. The bottom of the first, it's a lot of edge guys, corners. Top of the second, it's a lot of interior defensive linemen, edge guys. I don't think that's where I would go. I would go receivers, second, third, fourth, fifth. I would look to move down slightly, accumulate picks. I would draft at least two receivers.
So Harrison, Daniels, or May. Now, here's the other option. If you can get someone, wouldn't you trade that third pick? Trade back? You need. We talked about this, and we saw the numbers. The Patriots have one of the lowest win totals projected by Vegas. Now, Vegas is not always correct, but there's not a lot of talent. This could be a four-win team next year, Colin. You lose Belichick, remember. We don't know if the new coach is going to command the locker room. Like, there's a lot of stuff up in the air in New England. I don't know that I take a quarterback at three. I think
I can't do I can't do any trades.
Then it's like, you know, everybody wants to trade back, right? Outside of the Bears. I mean, I forgot. It is your show.
No, I will. I think it's... The Chargers want to trade back.
Yeah. I mean, then when you have 3, 4, 5 all trading back, it gets a little
confusing. All right. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd.
Yesterday, we
news.
Did NBA playoff pressure cooker in the West. Next, we do it in the East. The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. 200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, yesterday we did NBA pressure cooker with the West. How much pressure, high, medium, low, is on your NBA playoff team, including teams in the play-in? J-Mac, you ready for the Eastern Conference?
Let's do it. All right. What level of pressure is on Trae Young and the Hawks?
Very low. I mean, there were rumors they were getting rid of Trae Young at the trading deadline. They have the worst record of any play-in playoff team. They're going to do a little bit of a reorg in the offseason, so I think there's very, very low pressure on the Hawks.
Okay. What level of pressure is on DeMar DeRozan and your Chicago Bulls?
Seen them live two or three times this year. Very, very low. Again, they had a losing record in six of their last season, seven seasons. It's not a winning organization right now. They're a mile from the number one seeded Celtics. I mean, they're a competitive team. They play hard with Billy Donovan. They're competitive. I think they get the most out of what they are, but there's no big pressure.
All right, let's get to the good teams. What level of pressure is on Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat?
Medium, because Bam and Butler are an excellent duo, and you can't be a one-and-done team when you have one of the top five or six duos in the NBA. And Spoelstra is known for getting every single thing out of his team. So, and I think I think if they, even if they lost in the first round, but they took somebody like Celtic six games, I think you'd look at that and think, that's about what they are. So and there's a little pressure because of Butler and Bam, mostly on Butler to win a playoff series.
What level of pressure is on Joel Embiid and the Sixers?
I think it's high. Never won a second playoff series. You know, they were 31-8 when Embiid played. Maxey's become a star. So, and you got the guy I like, Tobias Harris. They made a deal. They got length. There's no reason this team can't win a couple playoff series. They're going to have the second most cap space, by the way, this summer. They get an interesting team going forward. They got a lot of cap space.
Certainly. What level of pressure is on Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers?
Low. Super young team. And again, if they face Milwaukee and take them six or seven, I think the win is for the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, six or seven. Okay.
Oh, I think they're a matchup problem for Milwaukee. A big matchup problem. They play very fast. I think they also, they have a great bench. So again, they can throw 8-9 guys at you, stay fresh, young, fresh, deep bench, play some defense, but I think it's really low. They're a year away from being interesting.
All right. What level of pressure is on Paolo Banchero in the Orlando Magic?
I mean, if we had none, first of all, they're way ahead of schedule. Yeah. Banchero, didn't he make like second team All NBA or something? He's a pretty good player.
No.
Jalen Suggs now is not a bust. I think they're way ahead of schedule. I think they got some money to spend. And the other thing is, you know what they are. They can't shoot. I mean, they're one of the teams out there that would spend big money on
play.
So they're young. They're ahead of schedule. They can't shoot. So again, if they were competitive in the first round and took somebody six, you'd be like, I can't wait for next year. It's always been baby steps for young teams in this league.
Yeah, they face the Cavs. Well, what level of pressure is on Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs?
I think it's medium. Like, this is kind of like you're not the Magic or the Pacers. You got to win. They're very Donovan Mitchell dependent. They don't win when he doesn't play. I also think if Donovan Mitchell, he's going to make some decisions here, and you know, if they get extinguished and he looks around and thinks my guys don't support me, they're like. I think they're more talented than the Knicks, but I feel like I don't know what the Cavs exactly are. I feel like I know what the Knicks are and their limitations. I think the Cavs should be better than they are.
Yeah, I agree. What level of pressure is on Dame Lillard and the Giannis-less for at least a game? Bucks.
I think it's high. I don't care if he's got a calf injury. Come on now. You made a coaching move. Giannis and Dame are a top three duo. You have the oldest team in the league. Bobby Portis is your kid. He's 29. So you don't have any number one picks because of pick swaps, and you got Dame and Drew Holiday. So you don't have a lot of draft capital. You got to win series here. You got Brooke Lopez, Giannis, Dame, Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis. I don't care if Giannis doesn't play for a couple games. You got to beat Indiana. Even if Giannis misses two games, you got to beat Indiana. They're a bunch of kids.
All right, what level of pressure is on Jalen Brunson and my Knicks?
Julius Randle's out, injury low. I think if they're competitive, I think you have to feel great about the Knicks. You got your star. You made a move at the deadline. I think they like their team. They're just one really good offensive player shy, and they're going to go get that. They got the coach they like, so it's low. I think they've been a fun story. That story's going to end pretty quickly, but I don't think there's any pressure.
And finally, what level of pressure is on Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics?
The highest level of heat. I'm tired of hearing about All-NBA Tatum. This team could arguably, statistically, be the best offense ever. Favorites to win the title. They won the East by 14 games ahead of the Eastern Conference's number two seed. They won 64 games. Huge, huge pressure. I am struggling to think of an NBA team that had this much pressure ever going into the playoffs. Name one. Name an NBA team that had more pressure than the Boston Celtics do this year. If they don't win series in five games, they got to fly through the East. This is embarrassing. They have to win these series fast.
Yeah, no, that's a difficult one. I'll just say that, remember, Holiday just joined the team.
Just joined the team.
Yeah, this season. Porzingis just joined the team.
They play 82 games this season.
I know, but two starters, brand new.
When you're a veteran, Drew Holiday joining a team, I'll give you 30 games to figure it out.
I'm going to start calling you the specialist. All you want to do is blow teams up and just set the dynamite. Let Milwaukee, hey, it's over. Boston, detonate.
Called standards. Got to hit the standards.
No patience.
What if Boston... So we give them the finals.
They should just get a free pass to the finals.
But they go to the finals, and they lose in five to Denver, and Tatum shrinks a little.
Well, there'll be underdogs to Denver, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I think it's not a big deal.
Okay, no big deal.
Getting to the finals is extremely hard.
You ever heard Boston media?
Charles Barkley.
Oh, okay. Okay, here's another one. That Bo Nix story is interesting.
Oh, jeez.
How about this story?
That click out of it? So another network did quarterback tiers, and they have all these quotes from folks. And so for Bo Nix, they had this quote that multiple coaches who interviewed Nix said his interviews felt scripted and rehearsed. But he shines when he lets it loose and shows his personality.
We had him on the air set for 15 minutes. He was
spectacular. Great. Spectacular. Like, he's a college kid and sounds grown up and mature.
By the
That's
way,
what
aren't you supposed to, don't your agents have you rehearse certain things? You don't want to get in trouble and step in it? I thought that was the sort, what you do.
I know you haven't had a job interview in a while, but do you remember when you had job interviews back in the day? You had to, like, get ready and prepare. You want to get all the answers.
I remember my first job interview at a country western station, Spokane, Washington. Yeah, nailed it.
Didn't get
the job.
So you're like, here's Winona Judd. I'm Colin Coward.
I came in with a nickname, Country Colin.
No way. And you got denied?
No, I didn't get the job.
Wow.
I wore a bolo tie and came in. I was like, listen, I used to live in the San Antonio. I didn't even call it San Antonio. I said San Antonio. I'm Country Colin.
You were a hotshot young guy, huh? You really thought your stuff didn't stink.
Jeez. I did. I interviewed at a country station. I didn't wear a bolo tie.
Who were the big country stars in the 60s when this happened? Oh, I'm sorry.
Waylon Jennings.
Is that the guy who wrote the Dukes of Hazzard theme song?
I don't know. Kenny Rogers was big for a while.
The Gambler. Yeah.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers, Waylon Jennings. Yeah. I think so. Oh, what about Stand By Your Man? Who sang that?
Is that Winona Judd or one of the Judds? I don't know. No, Dolly. That's got to be Dolly Parton, right?
Dolly Parton. Jolene.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
My country music is very limited.
Yeah, I like it, though. My wife likes it. So I like it. I just don't listen to it a lot. But if it's on, my wife plays it. Like if we go out in the summer and we're on a boat or something like that with friends, my wife... Yeah, she likes country.
I thought you'd be listening to yacht rock. You know what that is, right?
No. Oh, yacht rock?
That's like an actual station on Sirius.
All right.
It's like kind of chill music.
I'm not subscribing to that right now. Too much baseball talk. That's what the hell's talking about.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.